You know, it was rated the best outdoor venue in the U.S. of A 9 times in a row.
Really?
9 times in a row. Look it up. It's at a place called George Washington. Yeah, you heard that right. That's the name of the town, George. It's near Quincy in the state of Washington. It's right on the banks of the Columbia River, a nice amphitheater built right into the banks of the river. Anyway, enough chit-chat. Black Sabbath, Jack the Stripper, and Fairies Wear Boots.
tuned for more great listening on South Kootenai Radio.
Bjørn Berg, a Norwegian guitar player extraordinaire there. Yeah, and that was Heartbreaker. Of course, all you Zeppelin fans know that song. And, yeah, of course, written by Plant, Page, Bonham, and Jones. There you go. Anyway, I got a couple of live albums. They're pretty wicked. But anyway. Thought you might like that on a Friday morning, just to wake up.
Yeah. Get up.
All right, quarter to the hour, it's time for this day in Canadian history. August the 16th, I haven't even read these yet, so if I flub them up, cut me some slack, will you?
It's Friday. I'm pretty sure we can work that out for you.
It's Friday, yeah. I'm on my second cup of coffee now, so I should be able to get through this. All right, 1896, the Golden Days. This story out of Bonanza Creek, Yukon. George Washington Cormack and his wife Kate, acting on a tip from Canadian prospector Robert Hendrickson, discover placer gold in Rabbit Creek tributary of the Klondike River, later called Bonanza Creek, with Patsy Hendrickson and his Indian helpers, Tagish Charlie and Skookum Jim.
That's quite the name.
Yeah, it's quite the handle.
I guess so.
Anyways, they stake their claims the following day, renaming Rabbit Creek Bonanza Creek. Cormack will later say that the gold veins were thick between the flaky slabs, like cheese sandwiches. Okay. Oh, and also on this day in 1969, the guess who received their very first gold record for the song These Eyes?
I like that song.
Yeah. Actually, I'll be saving that tune for this day in rock and roll history, just in case there's a shortage of music.
Yeah, right.
All right, also on this day, in 1979, the Right Honorable John Diefenbaker dies in Ottawa at the age of 83. Born September 18th, 1895, in Neustadt, Ontario. Never heard of that place.
Never either.
No. Leader of the opposition from 1956 to 57, and then again from 63 to 67. And was the Prime Minister of Canada from June 21st of 1957 to April 22nd, 1963. Do you know what John Diefenbaker's claim to fame was?
The high school in Calgary?
Well, no. He's the one that killed the Avril Arrow program.
Oh, really?
We both should have known that.
Yeah.
Anyways. I'll let you guys all go off into your corner and cry. Especially you, Jen. Oh, what's happening here? Oh, I thought the power wasn't onto the board. Hey, Jen, how's everything going over at Quick X? You guys handling everything all right without Amber?
I sure hope so.
Was I allowed to say that on the air?
Yeah.
How come you're red, Amber?
I'm hot.
Oh, it's hot in the booth this morning, folks. James Cameron, also born on this day today in 1954. James Cameron, the producer, director, screenwriter, born on this day in Kapuskasing, Ontario. Raised in Chippewa, a suburb of Niagara Falls, Cameron was mesmerized when he saw Stanley Kubrick's 2001 A Space Odyssey and tried to figure out how they had shot the film. Started writing science fiction stories. One written during biology class would later become the movie The Abyss. That's actually not a bad movie. Yeah. Yeah, so-so, eh?
Grown.
Yeah. Well, I think maybe the original was better than the remake. Anyways, I'm not going to go on here anymore because, what's happening here? He was the brains behind the Terminator. Arnold. Oh.
I'll be back,
that's right, yeah. Anyways, I'm not going to go on and on because this guy's saying, look about the Titanic. Oh, he had a Judgment Day, another Terminator. Oh, man, he's been into everything. What was that big one he did? The one that had the blue people in it.
Blue people?
Yeah, what the heck is it called? True Lies. He also did that one, too.
Jeez, he did a lot of movies.
Yeah, I don't see. I'm not sure what else. Harold Foster was born on this day in 1892 in Halifax, Nova Scotia, and he was the originator of the adventure comic book. I had a moment there. He was raised in Winnipeg but died in Spring Hill, and of course that's Spring Hill, Florida. Yeah. What else? Ralph Baker Gustafson, poet, professor, critic, born on this day in Lime Ridge, Quebec in 1909. Died in North Harley, May 29, 1995. Gustafson had written over 20 volumes of poetry and short stories and edited several anthologies. He taught at Bishop's University from 1963 to 79. Oh, and look at this. The town of Lunenburg, Nova Scotia was designated a UNESCO World Heritage Site in 1996.
Cool.
Yeah. It's a kind of a cool town, that one.
Is it?
Yeah. That's where, of course, where the Blue Nose sails in and out of. That's their home port, Lunenburg.
Oh,
yeah. What else do we have here? Brian Adams hit number one with Everything I Do For You. It goes to number one on the Billboard charts 5 weeks in a row in 1991. I'd play that one, but I don't particularly like it. So I'm not going to play it.
Your station, you do what you want.
That's right.
President, CEO.
That's right. Don't you forget it. Yeah. All right. We're going to rock it up here a little bit more to the top of the hour. We've got the Cult with Fire Woman here, right?
On South Kootenai Radio.
That's right.
We'll be right back.
want to get things straight right now. Okay, Danny, is it actually pronounced scones or scones?
Scones.
And why is that?
Because if it was pronounced scones, there would not be any E in the word.
All right. That sounds like something you might want to eat when you're listening to the folk show.
Yeah, with clotted cream and strawberry jam.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is everybody awake?
I am.
Ooh, yeah. Anyways, that was a double header there by The Cult with Fire Woman and then Love Removal Machine. I'll try to tone it down a little bit on the next half hour. But first we're going to take a short 4-minute, 30-second news update to make sure everybody's in the know. And we'll be back for the second half hour here very shortly. Take it away, Joe.
It is August 16th, and this is CBC News. I'm Joe Cummings. Protesters are again today taking to the streets of Egypt. Friday prayers are now over, and the Muslim Brotherhood and other supporters of deposed President Mohamed Morsi are calling today a day of protest and a day of anger. It follows this week's violent military crackdown in Cairo that claimed more than 600 lives. Rebecca Collard is in Cairo.
Friday prayers have finished here in Cairo, and the marchers planned for today are starting to converge in various areas of the city. So we have at least 25 marches being organized in Cairo alone, as well as other marches across Egypt today. So far, we haven't seen any interference by the security forces. They're definitely positioned at the ready. They're on the streets. But so far, we haven't seen them clash at all with the protesters. As these marches start to march through the streets of Cairo especially, we're going to see security forces, I think, try to stop them.
That is Rebecca Collard reporting from Cairo. Still in the Middle East, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon arrives in Israel today, and he's timing his visit to show support for the restarting of the Israeli-Palestinian peace talks. Iris Makler reports.
At a corner shop in Jerusalem, Israelis buying for the Sabbath are skeptical about the outcome.
I hope to be optimistic, but I'm not sure that it will. That will be the consequence of all these talks.
Yes, there's a lot of skepticism. I have a lot of skepticism anyway, because I don't think that the will is really there.
The obstacles this time round include those which dogged former talks, such as the return of Palestinian refugees and the division of Jerusalem, as well as the sharing of water and land, especially in light of construction of Jewish settlements in the West Bank. Iris Makler, CBC News, Jerusalem.
In the midst of the ongoing Senate expense scandal, Canada's Auditor General has announced he will now be reviewing the expense claims of every sitting senator. In Ottawa, the CBC's Rosemary Barton reports.
The Senate Committee on Internal Economy has signed off on a plan by Canada's Auditor General, Michael Ferguson, to review all senators' expenses. That means their travel expenses, their office expenses. It's unclear how this is going to work, how long it will take, how extensive the audit will be, but we certainly know this is a major undertaking for the Auditor General. And, of course, it could lead to other irregularities in other senators' expenses as the AG digs down further through the paperwork. We can also tell you that this committee also discussed potentially suspending any of the senators under criminal investigation from their legislative duties, whether it be votes or committee work, but it's unclear right now whether or not this is really going to happen and how or if the Senate will deal with this when they resume this fall. Rosemary Barton, CBC News, Ottawa.
Now to South Africa. That's miners at South Africa's Marikana mine taking part in a memorial service for their dead co-workers. It was 1 year ago today that police opened fire on a picket line, killing 34 striking miners. It was the deadliest labor incident in South Africa since the end of apartheid. The workers at the mine now refer to the field where the shooting took place as the Hill of Horror. A strong earthquake shook central New Zealand today. It was strong enough to disrupt traffic and send office workers in Wellington running out into the street. At this point, there are no reports of any major injuries or serious property damage, but some air and rail service has been suspended as transportation authorities inspect tracks and runways. With the ongoing popularity of tablet computers, the losses are mounting now at Dell. The world's number one producer of desktop personal computers is reporting a second quarter profit drop of more than 70%. It is the seventh straight quarterly loss for Dell. And that is the CBC News. We broadcast live and podcast at cbcnews.ca.
All right, all cylinders are firing.
Ooh.
We're back, everybody, of the second half hour right here on
South Cooney Radio.
Yeah, we've got the morning show happening with Amber in the guest chair today. Oh, I guess I'm in the big green chair. She's in the big brown chair. Anyway, let's play some old faces here. This one's from 1973. The name of the album is called Ooh La La, and we're going to listen to the title track of that particular song. That's kind of mellow, but we have to mellow it a little bit after that extremely loud first half hour.
It wasn't so bad.
Oh, no, it was all right. Everybody's awake. It's just like having two cups of coffee.
Yeah.
The dressing room's on. You're listening to South Kootenai Radio, where they do not play Michael Bolton, Milli Vanilli, or Engelbert Humperdinck. Yeehaw!
Okay, so it's time for This Day in Rock and Roll History, and we have, so far, August 16th, 1945, Gary Lozio, is that right?
That's close enough.
Alright, he is the guitarist and lead vocals for the American Breed. Bend Me and Bend Me, Shape Me was their song. Oh, and it's Madonna's birthday today, 1958, and we all know her song, Material Girl. 1957, on this day, Buddy Holly and the Crickets played the Apollo Theater in Harlem and were booed by mostly black crowd who were expecting to see an R&B group that had also used the name The Crickets. By the end of the night, however, the audience was cheering for the Lubbock, Texas band. Okay, for his first effort at Imperial Records, Ricky Nelson records Bebop Baby, which already has 750,000 advanced orders. The song will go on to sell over a million copies and reach number 3 on the Billboard charts. 1962. 2 years and 4 days after joining, Pete Best was fired from the Beatles by manager Brian Epstein, who was told by record producer George Martin that he wanted to use a more experienced session drummer on the band's recordings. John Paul and George had long admired the work of Rory Storm and the Hurricanes drummer Ringo Starr, who jumped at the chance to join them. After his dismissal, Pete Best would never have any further communication with his former mates. Bummer. Also, on this day, Peter, Paul, and Mary released their first U.S. Top 10 hit, If I Had a Hammer, a standard folk song that had been around since 1949. In 1969, the Guess Who received their first gold record for These Eyes, as previously mentioned. In 1975, Peter Gabriel announced that he was leaving Genesis. The group auditioned more than 400 singers during the next 18 months before deciding that Phil Collins, who had been the drummer for Genesis since 1970, could front the band. Okay, now here is the most important one. 1977. 42-year-old Elvis Presley was found dead at his Graceland mansion. Presley's girlfriend, Ginger Alden, I hate her last name, Ginger Alden, awoke in the afternoon and noticed that he was not in bed and found him lying on the floor of the bathroom. Efforts to resuscitate him were unsuccessful, and at 3:30 p.m., he was pronounced dead. After examination of the body, it is revealed that Presley's body contained a mixture of many drugs. It had been 5 years since the King had had a U.S. top 10 hit with the number 2 song, Burning Love. His last U.S. number 1 was 1969's Suspicious Minds, but he left an estate value at $4.9 million, which by 1993 had grown to between 50 and 100 million. And that's it for rock and roll history today. So we're going to start off with the American Breed, Bend Me, Shape Me, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
You are all the way. bebop, baby, a bebop, baby, a bebop, baby. She's a gal for me. She got plenty of rhythm, got plenty of jive, and when we dance, I really come alive. My love for her is so tender and sweet. My heart starts pounding every time we meet. A bebop baby, still in her teens, just as sweet as she can be. Bebop baby in her old blue jeans is a bebop baby for me. A bebop baby for me. A bebop baby, a bebop baby, a bebop baby. She's a gal for me. I'm gonna find her tonight, we're gonna have a time. I want the baby to be mine, oh mine. A big day's coming from a baby and me. The day she says she belongs to me. A bebop baby, still in her teens, just as sweet as she can be. A bebop baby in her old blue jeans is a bebop baby for me. A bebop baby for me. A bebop baby, a bebop baby, a bebop baby. She's a gal for me. I'm gonna find her tonight, we're gonna have a time. I want the baby to be mine, oh mine. A big day's coming from a baby and me. The day she says she belongs to me. A bebop baby, still in her teens, just as sweet as she can be. Bebop baby in her old blue jeans is a bebop baby for me. Bebop baby for me.
Listening to This Day in Rock and Roll History on South Kootenai Radio.
It's from the year 1969. These eyes cry.
cry every night for you. These aren't songs to hold you again. A woman's head.
Thank you so much.
Elvis Presley there, finishing things off for this day in rock and roll history with a little less conversation. And what do we have before that? The Guess Who, These Eyes, their very first gold record, and they got that in 1969, actually. And before that, we had, what did we play there? Peter, Paul, and Mary, If I Had a Hammer, their big hit in 1962. And Ricky Nelson, with Bebop Baby. That one was a big hit for him in 1957, sold over a million copies, reached number three. And then we had, Gary Loizo.
See, that's a hard name.
It's a hard name for sure. You're back here. I better get your mic on.
Yeah.
Anyways, he was the guitarist and lead vocals for the American Breed with their big song, Bend Me, Shape Me. That one came out in the 60s. I just forget what year. Of course, I can't find it. My notes are buried. All right, let's have a quick look at the weather across the country here right now. Currently in the Crescent Valley, 20 degrees, and we're going up to 29 with some sun, well, a lot of sun, some cloud.
I didn't see any out there.
Well, there's little right over there. That's the only cloud I see.
Mm.
Yeah.
I didn't look that way.
All right, over in Vancouver, they're sitting at a mix of sun and cloud and 18 degrees. Whitehorse, 15 with a mix of sun and cloud. Calgary, sunny and 17. Winnipeg, a mix of sun and cloud, 22. Toronto, a mix of sun and cloud, 22. Halifax, a mix of sun and cloud and 23. And a mix of sun and cloud in St. John's, Newfoundland with 15 degrees. All right, let's continue on with some tunes here. I got a bit of a toe tapper. This one's going out to all the employees over at Quick X. They're probably working pretty hard.
Mighty hard.
Mighty hard today. That's right. Sweating bullets over there. But don't fret. It is Friday. The weekend is coming.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Greetings, Clearwater Revival, traveling band.
On South Kootenai Radio. Broadcasting from the base of the Skimmerhorn Mountains, South Kootenai Radio. Thank you.
Through that Prince Charming. Can't speak a word when you're full of blues. Say you'll be alright come tomorrow, but tomorrow might not be here for you.
All right, that was Lynyrd Skynyrd, That Smell. Now it's time for Album Highlight, which is brought to you by Bedazzled, located at 1217 Canyon Street, downtown Creston. Nicest building on the block. All right, today's kind of more Artist Highlight instead of Album Highlight, and because 36 years ago today, Elvis Presley died, it's all about Elvis. Elvis Aaron Presley, born January 8, 1935, died August 16, 1977, was an American singer, musician, and actor, one of the most significant cultural icons of the 21st century. He's often referred to as the King of Rock and Roll, or simply just the King. Presley was born in Tupelo, Mississippi, and at the age of 13, he moved with his family to Memphis, Tennessee. His music career began there in 1954 when he started working with Sam Phillips, the owner of Sun Records. The first song they recorded was That's All Right, Mama. So we got a couple of songs here for you by Elvis. Some of my personal favorites. Also good rockin' ones to keep your Friday upbeat. And we're going to start out with Got a Lot of Living to Do. Oh, no, sorry. All Shook Up first. All right.
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, my hands are shaky and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, 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 yeah. Well, please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, but I feel fine. When I'm near the girl that I love best, my heart beats so it scares me to death. When she touches my hand, oh, what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. My tongue gets tied when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. She touched my head and what the chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah. I'm all shook up. Now, baby, time's a wasting. A lot of kisses I ain't been tasting. I don't know about you, but I'm gonna get to my share. Got a lot of living to do. Oh, a lot of loving to do. Come on, baby. To make it fun, it takes two. Oh, yes, I got a lot of living to do. Oh, a lot of loving to do. And there's no wonder who would rather do it with a lady. Whistling through the trees, and it's telling you to bid your little woo with me. Why don't you take a listen? You never know what you've been missing. But up real close and be my little honey. What do they do with a lady? Well, you're the prettiest thing I've seen. But you treat me so doggone mean. Ain't you got no heart? I'm dying to hold you, dear. Why do you keep me waiting? Why don't you start cooperating? Ain't the things I say the things you want to hear? Make it fun, it takes two. Oh, yes, I got a lot of living to do. Well, got a lot of living to do. Well, there's no wonder who would rather do it with a lady. There's no wonder who would rather do it with a lady. Well, there's no wonder who would rather do it with a lady. Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoe.
Well, you can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place. Well, do anything that you want to do, but not, honey, lay off them shoes. And don't you step on my blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoes. Let's go, cat. Car, drink my liquor from an old fruit jar. Well, do anything that you wanna do, but honey, lay off of my shoes. And don't you step on my blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoes. Rock it. For the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, 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 but don't you step on my blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoes. Well, it's blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Yeah! Blue, blue, blue suede shoes, baby. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoes.
While I quit my job down at the car wash, I left my mama a goodbye note. By sundown, I left Kingston with my guitar under my coat. I hitchhiked all the way down to Memphis, got a room at the YMCA. For the next 3 weeks, I went a-hunting them nightclubs looking for a place to play. Well, I thought my picking would set them on fire, but nobody wanted to hire a guitar man. While I nearly about starved to death down in Memphis, I run out of money and luck. So I bought me a ride down to Macon, Georgia on an overloaded poultry truck. I thumbed on down to Panama City, started picking out some of them all-night bars. I hoping I could make myself a dollar making music on my guitar. I got the same old story, them all-night peers. There ain't no room around here for a guitar man. We don't need a guitar man, son. So I slept in the hobo jungles. I roamed 1,000 miles of track. Till I found myself in Mobile, Alabama. Had a club they called Big Jack's. A little four-piece band was jamming. So I took my guitar and I set in. I showed them what a band would sound like. I was a swinging little guitar man. Show them, son. If you ever take a trip down to the ocean, find yourself down around Mobile. Make it on out to a club called Jack's if you got a little time to kill. Just follow that crowd of people, you'll wind up out on his dance floor. Digging to find this little five-piece group up and down the Gulf of Mexico. Guess who's leading that five-piece band? Wouldn't you know, it's that swinging little guitar man. Yeah, yeah.
Passion for the music, South Kootenai Radio.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl.
Okay, artist highlight, Elvis Presley. Those are some good tunes, right? We started out with All Shook Up, and then we listened to Got a Lot of Living to Do, followed by Blue Suede Shoes, Guitar Man, and then Hound Dog. And artist highlight, or album highlight, is always proudly brought to you by Bedazzled, 1217 Canyon Street. And we just want to thank you all for tuning in today and hope you have a very wonderful Friday. That's the end of the Tim in the Morning show. And let's have a little news break and then you continue listening to some great tunes. Have a great Friday, everyone.
It is August 16th and this is CBC News. I'm Joe Cummings. Supporters of ousted Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi are staging rallies in Cairo today, and there has been violence. In the Egyptian capital, here's Rebecca Collard.